You're listening to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
Robin.
Harmon.
And we've got four beers because it's four of us today, so it's only fair. The beers are from the U.S.
Yes.
They come from a friend of mine, Eric, so I got to give him a shout out. Eric, thank you so much.
Cool, Eric. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Eric.
Yes, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
They come from two different states, one Vermont and Massachusetts.
Sweet.
So the New England area. Per se. Yeah, I can't speak. But anyways. Yeah, whatever. It's what happens when you smoke a lot of crack or sniff glue. You just can't talk. All right. So let's get to our first beer.
All right.
This one is called Jack's Abbey Craft Lager. It's a copper lager. It was brewed for Oktoberfest.
Okay.
So a little bit later, but it's all good. Label-wise, very plain. It looks like it's just like copper label and it's got some plaid.
It's your favorite.
Halfway down. Yeah, very
plain. Yeah, my favorite. Yeah.
It's plaid. This one's from Massachusetts. It's got a little silver stripe on the back. It says, "We live for lager." And it says Copper Legend, which is the name of the beer, I guess.
Shiny as hell. That's all I
guess. Yeah, it's very shiny.
Yeah, it's catchy. I would grab it and just look, like, read it.
Yeah, I would probably read it.
I wonder.
I might try it.
What's even copper though it's a lager. Like, is there lead?
Time to solder.
Yeah.
It is an Oktoberfest, so, I mean, I might have tried maybe it. Strictly you because it's a small can.
It's quite possible. But yeah, it is a small can, but I think...
7.5, you know?
Yeah, I give it a 7.
Yeah, same here, 7.
Yeah, that's give it the same 7.2.
7.2?
Oh, I like this. Okay, we're going to throw crazy numbers today.
He's already started the night off craziness.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
Let's get it open and see how it looks.
Everybody's going to outdo everybody else.
Anybody want to guess if it's a copper color?
It should be brown.
I think it's amber. I think it's going to be brown. Amber.
Okay.
Brown. Yeah, more like a goldy.
Yeah, it's pretty gold. It's like a coppery gold kind of color.
Looks a little bit hazy.
Yeah, it does look a touch hazy.
Oh, that's nice.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
We're going to see how it tastes.
Yeah.
That's what's going to matter.
So I'm thinking this is like a summer beer.
Definitely something you'd want to drink in the summer.
Okay.
I can't see that being something you would drink. I mean, yeah, it's lighter. It's probably nice and crisp. Summer beer for sure. I mean, you can drink it all year round, but obviously summer's probably better. Let's see what it smells like.
Oh, wow.
It smells like a lager.
It smells good.
Yeah.
It smells really good.
Do I smell orange?
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of orangey a bit. Got a little maltiness and a little bit of orangey.
It's nice. It
smells fresh.
Yes.
It does.
But light.
Light and fresh. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Meh. Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to clear my throat there for a second, but I mean...
It's all right. It's not... It's a lager.
Again, it's a lager.
It's 5%. And honestly and truthfully, for a lager, it does have a lot of flavor because most lagers I find are a little bit more bland tasting.
Okay. Yeah, that's flavor. That's guaranteed, but...
I mean, if you're into that kind of crisp, malt-ish kind of lager flavor, then this is definitely the beer for you.
Think it'll do better with like a lemon in it?
Maybe.
Yeah, it could.
Or an orange. Maybe an orange slice.
Yeah, throw an
maybe
orange.
Maybe anything else.
Definitely could do that.
Watermelon,
pineapple,
papaya,
cantaloupe, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Avocado,
like prickly
sprinkle
pear.
A puree in there.
That's
Think
a great
about
idea.
It.
Maybe we got to get one of those and drop that in here later.
But yeah,
the local supermarket.
Yes, we should do it right now. Let's go right now.
Give me a break, guys. This is beer, okay? So
you're like, yo, that's gross.
So yeah, Robin put it back right off the bat.
Yeah,
that wasn't so wow. Pleasurable, it looked like.
So, Robin, because you put it back, you get to rate it first.
Six.
Exactly.
Hard six. But I'm being fair. I'm being fair.
You are being fair.
You're being fair of it being a lager?
If you guys know me, I'm being fair. I put it in the wrong spot.
It doesn't matter where you put it.
It's okay, man.
I'm three.
That's fine.
He's third in line.
Life will go on.
For those listening. Okay, who wants to go next to rating? Me? Okay, great. Cool. I'd say 7.
How about Dan? Oh, Dan.
It's not too bad. I mean, it's... For a lager, it's good, but it's... Yeah.
Cool. Okay, we'll keep this in a good standing, so let's do a 5.82.
5.8, all right. Harmon?
Yeah, you liked it too, eh?
I give it a 6.5.
6.5, okay. Okay.
For a lager, yeah, 6.5.
Yeah, it's a lager. It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
What's up next, Danny? Let's see what's up next.
What's
maybe
up?
Maybe this will make me smile.
Maybe it might. Maybe it might not. Depends.
Well, it doesn't make me croak.
Snack.
I just realized that we only have 3 trays of beer, and we don't have the glasses. So
well, that's fine, Dan.
I can grab the other glasses.
I mean, we can use the last glasses that we use.
And, you know, yeah, we got some extra glasses there. So
it's easy.
We got it.
We can recycle a few glasses. There's so many glasses.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna like go with our
do a quick
snack
rinse
first.
Off. You know.
Oh, you want to wash
quick
them?
Quick spritz.
Got to. Spittoon. All right.
Let's go with this the snack here. So these guys are Jacobs. They're based out of the UK. They are called Twiglets.
Gluten-free.
High in fiber, oven-baked, not fried. So I guess they're just like pretzels. Baked pretzels.
Twisted pretzel?
Twiglets. Packaging-wise, it's not too bad.
That bad. You just got to put it away.
You could dash it over there.
Oh, you don't have to.
I know,
to.
You don't need to put it away. No?
You can put it away.
Yeah, you can definitely put it away.
No, yeah. Not right now. What's the point of that?
Twiglets.
Later on?
Okay, Twiglets. Whatever.
Let's do it.
Back to Jacobs. Twiglets. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, it's a black package with Twiglets is like a red background, a little bit of a red background. It's got Twiglets in big white letters.
It does.
Jacobs is the brand right above it. It says high in fiber, oven baked, not fried. It's got a picture of the pretzels or Twiglets.
They should have made that
can
picture
I
bigger.
See? Well, that package and what I can see from here.
Yeah, you can't see shit.
It looks like you need 10 of those in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like easy reach, like yeah, maybe in the back seat. And you just grab and then you could open it and then finish a bag at a time.
Yeah, you probably just inhale those in one shot for sure.
Yeah. I'm anticipating those tastes.
Looks
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
This is going to be a kick-ass little snack here.
This hopefully should be.
Well, I'm hoping so. After that beer.
Hopes.
For real.
Maybe if we had that during the beer, maybe it would have been maybe a high hope.
Okay, well, so
you still have a little bit left.
They definitely look like little twigs.
This looks yeah. Nice.
They look like little twigs, so that works.
Bomb.
Wait. Oh, wow, those are really...
Good thing you only took one.
First they're bomb, and then I don't know.
Yeah, there's kind of a weird sour kind of bitterness to it.
It's nice.
It's like pizza crust.
Oh, it's nice. Weird a little bit.
It's a little weird, but yeah, it makes me want to eat more.
I'm gonna try a little bit more.
Okay, one more.
Burnt. It does
taste burnt. That's what I'm tasting.
That's what
yeah,
burnt.
It does taste like it's burnt. I was like, no,
is that what it's
got burnt.
I'm still getting that weird bitter taste like afterwards.
Oven baked.
It's okay.
You high in fiber. You okay with it, Herman?
I'm not
okay. Sure, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure on it.
Is that your thing?
Not as
that aftertaste, right?
No, definitely don't buy it.
It's the aftertaste. That's
wow.
Don't buy it.
And it's not expired.
I need to wash it down
guys,
with the copper
so like, it is supposed to be what
you
it
want
is.
Some more?
I need to wash it down with that.
No, I know you do.
There you go. There's a little bit more.
No, okay. There you go.
You sure?
I'm good. Fill up his glass.
There's more.
All right, Harmon, what do you want to rate it?
I'll give it a 4.
4. All right. Ron?
Did we rate the package?
Oh, no, we didn't rate the package.
The package looks 7 to me, but...
Oh, I was like on an 8 or a 9, like 9, I'll say, package.
Yeah, I'd say 8 for package.
I was excited.
7 excited. And a half.
7.5, all right. And then, Chase, you gave it 4. Robin, what are you giving it?
Because I was excited, and now I am disappointed.
Yes.
So I'm going to say 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's very don't disappointed.
Oh, he is.
Rob?
I'm kind of in the middle. I'm like at 4.63.
I'm going to go with a 5 because the first bite, I was like, oh, great. And then literally halfway through that bite, that
burnt.
Bitter, weird
you start getting that taste.
So yeah, it was just,
I mean, it's still whatever.
It just
but
tastes
I
like
mean,
it went bad or something.
It's just like you're eating weird. Carbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really. Not my thing. Either.
Soot. Too much soot. All
anyway.
Right. Let's wash it down with a better beer. Hopefully.
Yeah. Let's see what the next beer is, Danny. What do we got today?
So this one comes to us all the way from Vermont.
Vermont. They walked themselves all the way over here.
It did. It's really impressive. Actually, it rolled because it's a bottle, so it just rolled itself over. Got better. Through customs pretty well, though, so good for
without
it.
Without breaking.
Let's give it a round of applause for getting through customs. There we go. Perfect.
Did you have to pay?
No.
Oh, nice.
This was given to me.
Oh. It's a bottle.
Smuggled yes. Beer. Here,
so
right
this
here.
This guy's called Shed Mountain Ale. It's a red ale, 7.4%. Label-wise, is fairly plain. It's a white background. It says Mountain Ale. It's a white background sort of with a red square. Mountain Ale's in white letters. It says Shed Brewery, and it's got a picture of the trees, I guess, and a little dome with a glass of beer underneath it.
And it's really cool.
Doesn't shed my taste buds.
The really cool thing is that tree, like, looks like it's making a shed.
Yeah, it's yeah.
With the beer is the
it's door. Covering up the tree.
I think it's paying homage to that. What's cool. That that tree that people have, the Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
Oh yeah, yeah, kind of does. Man.
People have it,
but there's twins. Yeah, they did like a a necklace or something.
You can buy them on Amazon.
Where do you find the Tree of Life?
No, you're lying.
No, buy them on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Where do you find? Oh, you find the Tree of Life on Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right beside the evil eye or the.
Just don't get the one. Don't get the one on Timu. Gotcha. It might not so be it's exactly the same. It.
It's not actually the plant of life.
Correct. No.
For the Tree of Life.
You found that. That's a different story.
Oh, I thought it was.
We get way more views if you found it and you let the.
Let's go start digging.
Let people on.
We just have to find the tree, damn it.
What do you guys want to rate the label?
Spin it around for a second.
There's nothing on the back. Else? Just on the front.
It's a straight up beer. Like it's a beer, like an old school style beer.
Yeah.
Looks nice. Six and a half.
Yeah, I'd say about. 6.5 as well. It just says Mountain Ale, right? So you don't know exactly what Mountain Ale would mean, but
yeah, I give it a 6.5 as well.
Shed beer.
You're very nostalgic. I give it a meh 5.
Meh.
Now this guy, it's a red ale. It should be malty tasting.
Okay.
Kind of like
as long as it's not burnt.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be perfect. We still need that out of our mouth because it's still lingering.
Yeah, but you think that was a bad batch?
I don't know how that was.
What does it say? Like, is it's carbon? Flavor.
That's impossible. Like
maybe
that's
carbon neutral. This is where the carbon went.
Maybe that's why it's high in fiber because the carbon just helps you out.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
We're gonna scan that thing tonight.
Eat a bag of that and see what happens tomorrow. Nope.
I think you do the honors.
Do the honors. Finish it off. Finish it off for us.
All right. So this guy is definitely copper. It's almost like a brown kind of color. Not too bad. Let's give it a shot. Ooh. Okay, it smells kind of sweet.
It smells very light, just like the last one.
It smells similar to the last one.
Orangey sort of.
Not hazy at all.
No, but it smells nice. It does smell sweeter.
It's not bad. What do you see the percentage was?
7.4.
Some watered down Coke.
I think this will maybe... If the taste hits, we'll see.
Yeah, see.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Salute. That's nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's very light, but it's not light, but it's light tasting.
Yeah, it's light tasting, but 7.4%. So it's definitely hits you.
Way better than the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade.
It's definitely an upgrade over the last one. Yeah.
We stepped it up a notch a little bit.
So there's like a malty taste malt? Malt?
Yeah, getting the malt, sure. Mm. And maybe a little bit of the citrus. Almost like kind of like an orangey kind of flavor, too. It is similar to the last one, but it's got a little more flavor to it.
Tastes I like the color, though. Yeah. Looks really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's like a brown-ish.
Brown-ish. Yeah, this is...
Rob's not sure what to rate it.
I know.
Shit, I'll go first, and it's going to be a 5.34.
Oh, okay.
5.34.
I'm going with a 7.5 on this. No. I drink it again.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 7.
Yeah, I drink it. 6.5.
6.5?
Yeah.
If there was nothing else available, I would grab this.
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. For sure. If there was nothing else.
If there's nothing
else. Only if.
Only if.
Maybe.
If there's nothing that I liked, I grab this. Nothing else? Is like, I know that one tastes all right.
Okay, then hopefully you finish that. All right.
Oh, man.
He did it.
Dan, that's two beers in a row, man.
Please. We're going.
If you have something else lined up that is shit, you know this, please change them.
I haven't tried ASAP. These ones, so I
don't
know.
Worry about the damn pictures and stuff. Truly.
All right, we're going with another beer. We're going with another beer so we can clear that one off.
Oh, okay. We're going straight, guys.
Straight to beer. Wow.
Now this one's another red ale, so it's going to be probably another red ale, so it's going to be probably similar. But sorry, it's what it is. It's what was given to me.
Was this
can
all?
Can
from
we throw this
the
in
one
garbage?
Yeah. All right. I respect no, that, but I don't respect the
clear
beer.
Clear it into the garbage.
I mean, I respect
leave it
you.
In your car.
Nope.
This
good choice.
Not even if I was hungry.
Okay, guys.
This one's
let's listen to this.
This one's from the Berkeley Beer Company, which again is in Massachusetts. It's Firehouse Red Ale. It's got like the fire truck symbol on the front. It says FBR, so the.
Are they even allowed to use that insignia?
What's FBR?
Well, I mean, it, I don't know.
I don't even know if you're allowed to use that insignia at all, like that design.
That looks official. Like,
yeah,
like so they should be on duty drinking this.
This is the official beer of all firefighters across the Northeast.
Not sure what the FBR would stand for because it says Firehouse Red, and Berkeley's the brewery, but. Okay. It's 8% alcohol.
Oof. Okay.
The last one was 7, guys, so...
Okay, well, I'm just trying to hype it up.
And I know, I'm hoping so, too. Yeah.
Yay!
This label, it's a white label, just says Berkeley in red. It says it's got the fire, firefighting symbol in red as well, and the bottom says Firehouse Red in black letters. Very plain, but you kind of know what you're getting, because you know it's a red ale, at least, because it says Firehouse Red on it. Personally, it's pretty clean, professional-looking, I think. I'd give it a 7.5.
Yes, it looks official, so 7.58.
6.
I give it a 7.
All right. Let's open it up.
What is it? An ale?
It's a red ale.
A red ale. Does it say red ale on it?
Oh. This nice has color. Potential, guys. Yeah. This looks like... Oh, no. This looks like the first one, guys.
It's a beautiful.
This one looks like the first
one. No, the first one was way lighter.
It's not, it looks a little darker actually.
Okay. Let's see how it smells right now.
Cheers. A little bit hazier. I don't know.
Smells a little danky.
I don't know, man, Dan. tell me what it's supposed to smell like.
It actually smells like a sour. It smells like a fruited sour.
Smells danky, rotten. Are you me. Sure it's danky?
I'm getting like danky. I'm getting a berry. Stinky. I'm sure. Getting like a berry smell out of it.
Cheers, boys.
I'm not getting
Let's
that.
Try this thing. Because smells this good. Doesn't have that.
Yeah, it smells, I think it like, smells good.
Yeah, it doesn't smell bad.
It smells good to you? Yeah, but I don't know why you said that. Okay, anyways, yes. Cheers. It
smells like old laundry.
Oh, my.
I'm not going to say it tastes like old laundry, but I mean.
Yeah. Actually, I like this one.
This is nice.
No, it's good.
Sorry?
This is really good.
Yeah, I get the berry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, right? A little bit. It's got that.
This one's another so notch not, up.
Doesn't taste notch. Like laundry though.
No. It smells like old laundry. Like you only leave
it
laundry.
It smells like I heard you say that before.
Long.
It smells like old laundry. Right?
Yeah.
No. Doesn't smell like
that's
old
what
laundry.
I'm getting. My nose buds are off.
It's very smooth for 8%. Yeah. Super smooth.
Oh yeah.
But not too bad. This one you can drink the whole can and not realize.
This would be like a summer days, no problem.
Yeah.
Summer day, really hot.
I guess.
Cold.
Yeah, you can
pull
definitely.
This thing out while everybody else is drinking the super light stuff.
Hammer it back.
8% all night.
I'm giving this a 7.5 as well.
Should be called Lit Quick.
Guys, what do you give it first?
I give it an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Was, I like.
I was wrong on 8.
I concur. 8.
Yeah.
I was going to blurt
eight.
Out an 8.
8. 8. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, not bad.
And I don't know if I'm reading that just because
I know,
of the last
I think
two beers.
It's because of the other beers.
I really think it's because of the other two beers. Because
I think so too.
I'm not sure.
No, it doesn't have any weird aftertaste.
No,
nothing.
No, there's nothing.
It's perfect. Smooth.
It's nice smooth. And smooth.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Berry smell, berry taste.
No,
yours
is laundry smell.
Yours is laundry smell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Smells like bounce.
No, not bounce. Smells like you didn't
that's
wash.
That's even worse.
You left the wash in the wash.
Oh, that smell. Okay.
Yeah, that rotten smell.
I understand.
Dank.
Okay, well,
that's why you said dank.
This should be
dank.
This should be a little bit
dank.
Different.
It smells fucking moldy.
You could win 10,000 euro.
Oh,
yeah, apparently,
shit.
According to this one. Yeah, so
where's
our
this
snack
one from?
Here. This one, I believe, is out of the UK as well. It's too shiny. I can't see it, but it is. Oh, yeah, it is. It's out of the UK. It's called Butterkissed. It's a tasty sweet popcorn, so my guess it's their take on kettle corn. You can win 10,000 euros if you... everyone has a chance to win. Wow. Plus daily cash and cricket prizes.
Was the corn shipped
down for
Canada
that?
To there?
I have no idea, popped but this is there. A cool... This is a cool packaging. It's like a pink package. It says... It's got like a heart that's outlined in silver. It says Butterkissed. in white letters and a black border around the letters. It's got a picture of the popcorn on it. It's pretty bright. Kind of know what you're Halloween. Getting. Seriously. And the back is all silver with all the ingredients and everything on it. I kind of like this. I think I'd give this like an 8.5 for packaging. It's pretty cool.
7.
Yeah, 7.5. It'll sell good for Valentine's.
Yeah, 7.5 here too.
Yeah, it would sell for Valentine's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see what it tastes like though.
Buttercrisp. Holy.
Yep. Hand it down. Oh yeah.
Butter kissed.
Oh yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah, I can finish that bag.
Easy.
Hey, but there's candy in there.
Sweet. So it's got a little bit of sugar. Sure.
Be mine. Be mine. Valentine.
But
it's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah, really good.
You guys want more?
It looks like you guys want more.
We'll grab some after.
Really good, guys.
You want to go with the rate?
Sorry, go on. Did we rate the bag yet?
Oh, no, we didn't. Yeah, we did rate the bag.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Now you want to change the rating?
No. The rating on the inside of this is bam. I would say it's like at least a 9.
Well, it stole your heart, eh?
Well, it's better than just regular popcorn with butter on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was a kick ass.
Actually,
it was kick-ass.
Paired really well with that popcorn.
I know it's not good for you, but shit. Like, it's, yeah. 8.5.
Yeah, I'd say 8.5 too. I enjoyed it. Really good. It's got that nutty flavor to it. You get the you know, the sweet.
That nutty flavor?
Yeah, it's.
You get 8.
You get the salty,
tastes
the
so
sweet.
Naughty.
Right. Okay, so what do you want to rate it?
I rate it an 8.5.
Nice.
Yeah?
Mr.
I
Healthy?
Said 8.
Oh, you said 8.
Mr. Healthy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
And
healthy.
And the final beer.
You guys can just put the glasses on
oh,
the table
okay.
there.
I was just wondering.
Obviously.
But I did take that last sip after I ate that popcorn. It really
here comes
went
the next bottle.
Well.
It's going to go that way.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just looking. I was like, okay, I thought maybe need glass.
What do we so got for it? What do we got? What's what?
So oh. This one? Yep. This 8? One's. Yep.
Whoa.
This one's from.
Sit up straight for this.
From Berkeley as well.
Just trying to make it better off.
Robin's happy. It's a coffee porter. Ooh. It's got the coffee beans on the front. It's a white background. The beans are kind of like a blackish brown color.
I haven't had a porter in a long time.
Same deal where
same
the.
Same brand too, right? So yep. This is going to be the next notch up.
Essentially, it's the same label, just with coffee porter and the coffee beans on it versus the Firehouse Red and the firefighting symbol there.
To keep it kind of systematic.
Yeah, keep it, yeah.
Okay.
Again, clean. Okay. I still give us, like whatever I gave the last one. I think it was like an 8.5 or an 8. So nice and clean. Clean label.
Sure. 7.5.
7.
I would say a 6 because it doesn't go all the way around. And the only reason why I'm giving a low mark there is because I would love it to say porter. Like, hey, look, it's a porter. It should say porter. I know, porter, but in bigger letters. It's not even capitalized.
Come on, you can read it. Come on.
Coffee.
Capitalize that
they probably just don't want to say porter. They want to tell you it's coffee porter. So they have this little scoop there with the coffee, kind of giving a visual cue to read it after.
Exactly.
You see the actual
it's supposed to draw you in to want to read it to see what it is. And that
Berkeley.
I think it
you like Berkeley?
Succeeds.
Oh, Berkeley,
that.
What do they have? Oh, well, that looks like coffee. Well, coffee porter. Sweet. Get
you see the coffee? Is it a coffee ale? Is it a coffee? Oh, it's a coffee porter.
It's almost how the mind works. They read it, they see it, and then they read it again.
Yeah, I think it works well.
No.
What did mine do? Berkeley?
I'm going to hard know that. I'm 6.5.
Okay, just give this guy a drink because he needs it. His throat is dry.
Yeah, he needs that porter.
That popcorn is hitting him.
Whoa, look at that. That's weird.
It's a brown. It's supposed to be dark black, but it's like
a relax, okay? Don't get too excited now.
Much darker. Not as dark as a stout, but. Mm-hmm. Percentage again, Dan?
8.
Okay. So this is a good comparison to the last beer that we had, even though it's a totally different type of beer. Red to a porter.
Yep.
Cool. Let's see what happens here.
All right. Pass it down.
Sweet son.
Oh, definitely smell the coffee in it. It smells nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
It smells like that roasty coffee.
It smells like morning.
Yeah, it smells like morning. Exactly.
The morning beer.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, Ooh, coffee throughout.
That's nice.
And light.
Very light, yeah. It's not heavy, but it's got a lot of flavor. Nice and
not strong at all. It's good.
This is the best one of the bunch.
Oh, yeah.
This is really nice.
Yeah, this was really good.
I think this one's going to get finished right away. Probably. Instantly.
Probably.
Only because everybody's kind of thirsty.
Looks like Robin's already
got no aftertaste.
No. And the coffee goes right throughout the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Yeah, it smells like coffee. If you like the smell of coffee, this is it.
And super light, but I mean, it's there.
Yeah, like I'm not really getting much, you know, maybe a little bit of the malt, but I'm getting a lot of good coffee, but it's not overpowering either because it does die out afterwards. Really good. I'm enjoying it. Robin, because you love porters and stouts, you get to rate this first.
I haven't had a porter in a long time, so I'm going to go with like an 8.5.
Nice.
All right. I'm gonna agree with you there. I like 8.5. That's a good number.
I give it an 8.5 too.
8.5.
Ooh, 8.5 across the board.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Steady.
Yeah, this was a good one.
This is a kick-ass one.
Yep, this was really good. Berkeley did a good job.
Yeah.
And we may be featuring more Berkeley beers in the near future.
If their pores are higher.
We shall see.
We're not going to go back down, please.
We shall see. I've been told my buddy's working on it, so we'll see what happens. But if we get more, we'll drink more.
We'll make sure that there's at least 4 people to share it with so that, you know, everybody's in the same boat.
Or we just save it for ourselves.
Oh, for yourself.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, perfect.
Thank God.
Thank God, exactly.
All right, so on the next podcast, and cut.
But yeah, we're going to get some other beers featuring soon, and we might be doing something with one of the beers hopefully soon as well. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give it away.
Hopefully soon.
Any smoothies?
We will feature some smoothie sours as well. But nonetheless, I want to thank you guys for listening again. Falkenstein, Germany, Stockholm, Sweden. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
I mean, we're putting our thumbs up. We're putting our hands
up.
We're
I'm going to give you a round of applause. So let's just give you some claps. There we go. Seeing that, at least you can hear it.
Those are real claps. It's not like a button we pressed either.
No, exactly. Those are like totally legit.
So, you know.
100% organic. But want to thank you guys again. For those of you watching and listening as well, regardless of where you are, you can like and subscribe. That'd be fantastic. On YouTube, if you want to, you know, get the notifications as to when we release the newest episode, subscribe to us and you'll get that notification.
Sweet.
In the meantime, I want to wish you guys a good night, happy drinking, and have some coffee porter because we are and it's good.
Stay frosty, guys.
Buy some beers, try, rate, and send messages. Bye.
See you on the next one.